This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube. Performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
I ordered a new one of those today. We'll be getting a new updated intro here any old day. Good evening, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. For those of you that are thinking this is the time, well, go there. Go there. Save the money. If it's on their website, it's in stock. Have at it. The debate. I watched as much of it as I could take, which was about 3 minutes. That's about as much as I could take. But I missed this question. I missed this question because Hillary got asked about the Second Amendment while we were there. And she flip-flopped her way through it. With this question on gun control during the third and final presidential debate, she told moderator Chris Wallace that while she is a strong believer in the Second Amendment, she also believes there can be and there must be reasonable regulation. Why must there be reasonable regulation on that? And where is the parameter that you say, where does it begin to be, stop being reasonable and start being, I don't know, onerous? She said, I want people who shouldn't have guns not to be able to threaten you, kill you, or members of your family. When I think about what we need to do, we have 33,000 people a year who die from guns. I think we need comprehensive background checks. We need to close the online loophole, close the gun show loophole. There are other matters that I think are sensible, that are the kind of reforms that would make a difference, that are not in any way conflicting with the Second Amendment. You mentioned the District of Columbia Heller decision. What I was saying that you referenced, Chris, was that I disagreed with the way the court applied the Second Amendment in that case. What the District of Columbia was trying to do was protect toddlers from guns. They wanted people with guns to safely store them, and the court didn't accept that reasonable regulation, but they've accepted many others, and I see no conflict between saving people's lives and defending the Second Amendment. Well, now. Let's take a deconstructive moment with this, shall we? The Heller decision had nothing to do with saving toddlers. It had nothing to do with storage. It had everything to do with a gun ban. Guns were banned in D.C. You could not have a gun in your home at all. You had to have a good reason to have a gun in your home, and they never accepted any of them. So that was what it was about. That's what the Heller decision was about. We all want to protect toddlers with gun, you know, from guns and outlets and, you know, too many raisinettes and all that other stuff. I still don't understand, you know, anyway. Then she talked about the 33,000 people that die from guns a year. Okay, let's look at this one paragraph. I want people who shouldn't have guns not to be able to threaten you, kill you, or members of your family. When I think about what we need to do, we have 33,000 people a year who die from guns. I think we need comprehensive background checks. We need to close the online loophole and close the gun show loophole. That's all a bunch of nonsense. People, nobody dies from guns. Guns are not a disease. They're not something that you catch. When somebody hangs themselves, do they say they died from shoestrings or urinated on bed sheets or ropes? Do they say that? No. No. You know, even people die from gunshot wounds, too. I mean, if you want to get technical about it, when you're doing the autopsy, it's not, they didn't die from guns. They don't have a gun in them. They don't have a gun inserted into them. And we know that 22,000 of these people are killing themselves with guns. And we know about 3,000 of them are justified homicides. And then we know about 8,000 of them are actual true murders. And then we know that half of those murders are coming from the inner city because of gang violence. But we got to do something about guns. Comprehensive background checks, universal background checks, closing the online loophole, closing the gun show loophole. There is no online loophole. There is no online loophole. There is no gun show loophole. There is private property where you don't have to have a license to have private property. Hence, you don't have to have a license to sell it. How many different things can you own that you know where you actually have to go besides your house? You have to go get an agent to help you with that. You got to have an agent and an attorney because that's such a bunch of minutia involved with that. But how many other things? How many other things? It's just not that many. You don't need that if you want to sell a boat. You don't need that if you want to sell a car. And you don't need that if you want to sell a gun. So there is no gun show loophole. FFL dealers at gun shows have to do background checks. Yeah, just like they do when they're at home. The online loophole. If you order a gun from an FFL dealer online, he has to ship that to another FFL dealer. Then you have to go to that FFL dealer and then go through a background check. No loophole. And comprehensive background checks is code for universal background checks, which is further code for gun registry. Because the National Institute for Justice has already told the Department of Justice, the Obama administration, and by extension, pantsuit, that that would never work without a gun registry. She said there are other matters that I think are sensible, that are the kind of reforms that would make a difference, that are not in any way conflicting with the Second Amendment. Name them. What are they? See, where we see gun laws going more towards freedom, we see crime going down. We see lots of things going down. Nationwide, crime is going down. As good and as big as some of these big cities are, even with all of their density of population and everything else, that still doesn't mean we're not at an all-time low nationwide. While in the middle of having all the guns in all the world, you know, monstrous. 100 million plus checks under Obama. Thank you, sir. I don't know what other matter she's talking about. This is just a bunch of doublespeak while she was trying to keep both eyes going in the same direction. I hate it when a bunch of non-knowing people want to get out there and start talking about details or let things slip by like Wallace doesn't know. Chris Wallace didn't know. Trump doesn't know. They just sat there and, you know, nodded. So, anyway. I think Trump won the debate. I just heard a news report where Trump's doing bad in Texas. I keep giving me all this stuff. That's fine. I don't say what you want to say. Come election day, we'll see what we get. We'll see what happens. And he's already telling you that, you know, he thinks it's rigged and he may not accept that. What are you going to do then? That's a problem, isn't it? We'll be right back.
there was a company that wanted to educate their customers while saving them money? This is the description of Bootleg Inc. An AR-15 parts resource put together as a sister company to Primary Weapons. Bootleg is there for the builder. Affordable, high-quality parts with the highest pedigree. Accompanied by a knowledge base from the shooters of PWS. All questions answered, all solutions made available. Direct impingement made comprehensive. BootlegInc.com. All that is left is to build it.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloaktuck 3.0 IWB holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
And welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection, This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now then, and by the way, I'd like to, you're going to start to notice some stuff coming from a website called the Arbalest Quarrel. Go check them out. They also write at Ammo Land, and we're about to do a little collaboration there, they and us. What do we get if Trump wins? Well, it would be a return to sanity and a return to traditional goals and a return to the ideals of our nation that our founders had. It would mean putting the needs of a country first. And not conflating the needs of our nation with those of other nations and with other people. In extolling the principle that we are a nation that respects the honors and sanctity of each law-abiding American citizen, we acknowledge the inherent right of each law-abiding American citizen to live his life unhindered by government, that each citizen has the right to be left alone. Now, a lot of the American public is completely, totally unaware of the danger posed by a Clinton presidency. Now, both Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama have wreaked havoc with the economy, with our security, with our health care system, with our social and educational institutions, with our Constitution, in fact, with our national identity. We are a unique people with a unique history. We have a unique perspective on life. We have a unique way of life worth preserving. We are a nation that places value on the individuals and awards individual effort. In other words, capitalism. In other words, performance-based. You get what you give. You get an opportunity to excel. If you excel, you're rewarded for it. And those ideas are central to Trump. Clinton and Obama don't agree. Their political philosophy devalues the individual. Their political philosophy subordinates the worth and sanctity of the individual to that of the collective or of the hive. We hear them express that idea in their speeches. We see that alien idea expressed in their policy directives. They're not talking with us, they're talking to us. They suppress as subversive and incompatible with the goal of their benefactors the notions of the individual, of the initiative, of the individual drive, of the individual effort. They want to mold us into this, like, Stepford Wife mold, the sameness. They seek to arrest and to erase your sacred rights and liberties as heresy, for those rights and liberties are grounded on yet one more basic and sacred right they cannot and will not abide. And that's the right of you to be you, to be who you are. To not be molded or shaped or, you know, conscripted or made to bow to the line. Trump is the exact embodiment of this individuality. He is the exact polar opposite of that which Clinton and Obama and their benefactors seek to stamp out. And they must stamp out if their goal of a new world order is to succeed. You can't have a hemispheric union if we're so exceptional. These powerful and corrupting influences at work in the country and the world at large know this. And their tool, their lip service is the mainstream media. They do everything in their considerable power to attack, demean, and discredit Trump. They don't want you to be an individual. They discredit the right of the individual to be in that person's thought and actions. Individual. They want to control what you think. They want to control what you do. They want to control your money. They want to control your life. That's what they want. That's not America. Oh, no. Far from it. It is something else altogether. And we have a chance to, you know, take that down. We have a chance to take that down. The bad thing, you know, and Arbeless Quarrel, this is Roger Katz and Steve Andrilli. They're in New York State. To a certain degree, I think that they may believe that there's nothing that can be done. That all we can do is try to, you know, hold up the wall, as it were. Maybe they're right. They may be right, because America does not really seem to care about Hillary coming on. If the polls are right. Now, I do not have 100% confidence that the polls are right. I see a bunch of young people. I really like to know where the Bernie Sanders supporters went, because the Bernie Sanders supporters are not compatible with the Hillary Clinton supporters, because Bernie was out there making believers. Hillary doesn't have believers. She can't get 200 people to show up. She did a speech at some church where there was like 10,000 people there, and they only like 1,000 of those people actually came in to hear her speech. And it was free. So, all things being equal, there you go. We'll be right back.
Is life situation? Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of head down.
Employing CNC billet construction. Head down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trade. With a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, head down products have changed the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Indeed. Hillary Clinton is campaigning that she, of all the candidates, is the only one who is a champion for women and girls, specifically because, among other things, she protects women's reproductive health and confronts violence against women. Her primary talking point is that she has worked 30 years for women and children. The media and various groups accept this claim without examining just how illogical it is. And they don't seem to, you know, really look at the very cruel irony of it all. Let's look first at this claim that she's a champion of girls and women. Hillary Clinton is a Planned Parenthood pro-abortion advocate. Margaret Sanger, reincarnated. No one denies that. Her stance has become more and more strident. She no longer uses the phrase of years ago that abortion should be safe, legal, and rare. Rare is gone from that trio to be replaced by publicly funded. She's advancing abortion. She is ardently pro-abortion. Think about what that means. The number of abortions in the United States since Roe versus Wade is over 58 million. When I was stationed in Germany, in the 80s, the population of Germany was 63 million. So we have nearly aborted Germany of the 1980s, West Germany. Distribution of boys to girls in live birth statistics gives a slight edge to boys, 51% to boys, 49% girls. Assuming that the sex ratio, boys to girls, for children aborted is roughly the same as for live births, that means that just under 29 million girls have lost their lives to abortion since 1973. You can quibble about those numbers, but the fact remains that millions of girls' lives have been snuffed out while they were still in the womb. Hardly the champ of girls. At least for these pre-born girls, Mrs. Clinton can hardly be said to be their champion. In fact, the policies that she advocates continue to make it possible, or to make possible, the taking of the lives of these innocents by these abortionist instrument of destruction, scalpels and suction. Now, how is that not violence against women? I'm having a hard time figuring out why it wouldn't be considered that. And for the unborn girls, this is an unspeakable tragedy. They will never experience the safety of their mother's or father's arms. They will never have an infancy and a girlhood and a youth. They'll never play as a tomboy with the neighborhood children. They will never learn to read or write or wear a frilly dress or sing a popular song, kick a winning soccer goal, or attend a prom. They'll never graduate from high school, marry, or themselves give birth. Those opportunities are irrevocably denied them. Because of the press of careers of their mothers, the irresponsibility of their fathers, and sometimes simply because it's inconvenient. For American society, abortion is also an immeasurable loss. For those unborn women, do not become our teachers and our nurses and our business leaders, civic volunteers, scientists, astronauts, sports heroes, mothers, grandmothers, church members, etc. And they do not and cannot become our U.S. senators and secretaries of state or even our presidents. A society's public policies and public officials should be evaluated by how they treat the most vulnerable of their citizenry. Unborn babies are the most defenseless of cubs. They have no way to protest or grasp their maltreatment through the amniotic fluid that envelops them. Their hands cannot fight off aggressors, nor are their voices able to cry for protection. We sit around and you know, especially politicians, they sit around, especially the Republicans. Let's look at the Republicans. Republicans get out there and say, Trump's vulgar. How vulgar is it that we have aborted 58 million children? How vulgar is it that 29 million of them were little girls? In the name of all that is decent, it is time to end that outrage. It's absolutely clear that millions of girls have been deprived of their womanhood by the very ones who claim to be their champion. And this is, you know, this is one of those things, for me, I guess it's one of those things sort of like guns are for Richard Martinez out of Isla Vista. Except the difference is that, you know, the state sponsors it. What bugs me the most, the state sponsors it. When you, and My feelings on life and when it begins start with brain function and, you know, cardiovascular function. When that begins, okay, when that gets to the point of it's taking over and it's going to run the body and start regulating things and all this other stuff, I think we're at that moment where we have reached humanity, aren't we? I think that moment where the eyes open and there's peering going on around, they're looking around. We don't know exactly what they have to say or what they have to see. but we know 58 million of them have been interrupted in their development. Just because it might not have been, I wasn't planning on being pregnant this time. I was, I got so many football games to go to, and, the guys that are out there. I have three granddaughters. And when I regard them, when I look at them, when I see them, I don't see something that was once a fetus or something that was had not attained personhood, because to me they've always been what they are and who they are, the individuals that they are. But because the individual doesn't mean anything in this world today, especially at the hands of people like Clinton, Obama. Well, that comes into play with the way they regard things and some of the public policies that are executed, or in this particular case, in this particular time, since most of these guys were just not even doing anything politically in 1973, to where they're just accelerating it. They're just making sure it never goes away. So, when you take the tallies of how many people get killed versus how many people get aborted, that could be thrown into the gun control argument, too. That could be thrown into it, because that is the ultimate of innocence being ruined. But we'll see. And after next break, coming up second hour, Sam Huber, Alien Gear Holsters, that's coming up in the next hour. However, we're going to take a moment. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrophies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using a computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
You're going to come back to the rejoinder. It always helps if you punch the mic open. And when you don't, well, that sounds so ridiculous on your end, trust me. Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Completing Your Self-Defense Toolkit Studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Indeed. Now listen, in the next coming days, there's going to be an audio change. The audio change will be that all of the bumps of all of the great music that I have loved over the course of years, I mean, Don Felder and, well, just all the stuff I've got. I love Don Felder, of course. I love the heavy metal. But all that's going away. First, I mean, I sent new bumps out there, and I'm sending these, and we're changing these, so that the video feed can stay up, because with YouTube, all of this classic rock music that is just so great and so well fed in radio, we can use this stuff as long as we don't go past a certain point. I can't sit here and play you a song, but I can use part of it for a bump. Well, I'm not going to be able to. I can't use them with YouTube. YouTube recognizes them, and you get copyright issues with this. And I don't want to get into some big thing with YouTube. I've tried to contact YouTube. Unless you're of a certain level, you can't really get that close to them. So I'm just going to, I'm just going to comply. And the intro will be changing. I'm waiting on that to come back to me. I've got it to a voiceover person. Finally going to give Second Call Defense everything. Give it all to them lock, stock, and barrel on that one. So if you tune in the next few days and everything sort of sounds different, it's still the same show. It just sounds different on the bumps. Now then. I want to take, you know, the Heller decision, when she's out there talking about it being to keep toddlers from getting guns, which I don't think there was ever a big scourge of that. Of course, it is absolutely ratcheting, just horrifically tragic when something like that does happen. But that's been going down. That's been tracking down. Now, Heller was not about storage laws and the safety of children. She said what the District of Columbia was trying to do was protect toddlers. They wanted people with guns to safely store them, and the court didn't accept that reasonable regulation. Her account of the issues in the case and the narrative which she crafts about gun control for her campaign was fundamentally wrong, like everything else she does. The District of Columbia passed legislation forbidding citizens to register handguns as lawfully owned firearms and rendered carrying an unregistered firearm a criminal act. So you couldn't have one and register it, but if you got caught with one that wasn't registered, you were a criminal. The legislation further required that all registered firearms be kept unloaded and disassembled or bound by a trigger lock, provided that they are not located in a place of business or being used for recreational activities. The law banned all but a few long rifles and handguns lawfully owned before the law was enacted. A disassembled gun is a puzzle. It's not a gun. A gun with a trigger lock on it is a trigger locked gun. It's not a gun. The fundamental question of the case was this: does the Second Amendment protect the right to keep and bear arms for traditionally lawful purposes such as self-defense? Professor Josh Blackman of Houston College of Law underscores his point. He writes, the case in no way affected safe storage laws. In fact, the District of Columbia still has safe storage laws in effect. For Clinton to make her couch her answer to a question about Heller and this issue is to entirely miss the issue at stake in the ruling that the court rendered. Professor Jonathan Adler of Case Western Reserve School of Law said as much on Twitter. Carrie Severino, a chief counsel of the Judicial Crisis Network and a clerk to the U.S. Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, also questioned Clinton's command of the facts in the case. The court reasoned that the requirement of any lawful firearm to remain disassembled or bound by a trigger lock renders the core lawful exercise of self-defense futile and amounts to a requirement that fails to pass constitutional muster by any standard of scrutiny, which I really do wish they would give it strict scrutiny. The late Justice Antonin Scalia, who led the 5-justice majority in the case, developed a comprehensive legal framework for understanding the Second Amendment. The clause of the Second Amendment, the preamble announces a purpose but does not limit or expand the scope of the second part, the operative clause, whose text and history are demonstrative of the traditionally lawful activity of maintaining a firearm for the purpose of self-defense. This necessity of a right to self-defense is illustrated in the adoption of the amendment itself, which was promulgated to mollify the anti-federalist fear of a permanent and politicized standing army by protecting the right to raise a citizen militia. We've only just now gotten to that whole politicized army, although it's pretty hilarious when you think about it. That interpretation is given further credence by other rights in state constitutions during times proximate to the adoption of the Constitution, as well as the drafting history of the Constitutional Convention, which featured 3 specific propositions that refer to an individual right to bear arms. The majority further argued that the word people was germane to interpretation of the original meaning, as those accorded a Second Amendment protection of the very same people afforded First and Fourth Amendment protections. The normal meaning of the word people would therefore exclude secret or technical meanings. By extension, they found that a uniform ban on handguns was not only violated the self-defense purpose of the Second Amendment, but was also offensive to the Miller decision. Which, and the Miller decision, what they're referring to there is the NFA. And that found that ownership of guns in common use at the time was protected. That's not a Heller thing. That goes back to the 30s. As handguns were, as of 2008, in common use and common ownership in the United States, the precedent set in Miller is germane. So, she didn't know what she was talking about. That is a shock, I'm sure. The fact is that, you know, she wants to, we've heard what she wants to do when she's not in front of the general population. We've heard what she wants to do when she's in a room full of people that like her and that think like her and think she's great. We've heard her put us all in a basket of deplorables and get some guffaws and some chuckles and all that other stuff out of it. So, there you go. Miller, though, the whole common use thing, that goes, I did not know that. Till recently, I did not know that the NFA decision, which was the Miller decision, was part of that. I didn't know that they had common use in that. Common use is very important because common use changes with the times. Back when Miller was done, it was revolvers, 1911s, you know, pump shotguns, stuff like that, and Tommy guns. Tommy guns were in common use, but they had to be regulated because, well, you know, Chicago. It's always Chicago's fault. It's always Chicago's fault. You could buy a fully automatic Thompson submachine gun, 45 caliber, I think at the hardware store for like $40. Not exactly a, you know, I mean, $40 in the 30s was a fair amount of money, but still not, you know, beyond the purchase power of your average American. But there we have it. Coming up next, we're going to be joined by Sam Huber. It's Alien Gear Holster Night, so we're going to be talking to him about concealed carry and all manner of things. That's coming up next. This has been hour number one. We're about to roll into hour number two. We will be right back with you. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable for the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA. Go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.